Welcome back to The Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Back on a Friday. Good morning to you. The Friday Morning Good Time Edition. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger. Double D, it's a Friday, so I gotta have a little instrumental. Oh, it's exciting. College football's back. Coming up on the show. What to expect on Saturday night in Death Valley as we talk about LSU and Clemson with Andrea Adelson from ESPN and the ACC Network as well. Chelsea, you know, I like Boise State, even though I'm a Texas guy, I went to Texas, but I have a soft spot in my heart for the Broncos because I covered them for a while on the blue turf and they got throttled last night. Is there a team outside of NC State that you're like, yeah, I like it when this team wins or when they play well?
Well, I covered Auburn for a while, for 3 years when I was in Columbus, Georgia. Even though it's Georgia, it's like 20 minutes outside Auburn because Auburn's on the Georgia-Alabama line. But it's different people now there, obviously. Hugh Freeze was not there when I was covering Auburn. Gus Malzahn was there. Rhett Lashley was there. So I do follow like the staff members because I think when you work in sports, like you root for people as opposed to teams.
For sure.
Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, when you cover whatever team, if you talk to like certain players, you're like, oh, no matter if he still plays for this team, I'm going to root for him wherever he goes.
Oh, for sure. And then you establish that personal connection and it gives you an even deeper reason to cheer for someone, right? Like, not only did I cover this team or was I a part of the market, I met some people and they were good to me, and it just sort of engenders that feeling where you think, all right, you know what? I'm a fan of you guys. Maybe not number one, but you're kind of there in my orbit, if you will. So the college football orbit is expanding in a big way this weekend. Week one. We got some games last night, more games tonight, and of course, a loaded weekend. So let's talk about that with Andrea Adelson, of course, covers college football for ESPN and host of Inside Access on the ACC Network. Andrea, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us. And I know you're a college football fan because I've followed your work for a long time. So just how excited are you that we're finally not just on the cusp of it, but we're here?
Oh, it's so exciting. I was watching games last night and I turned to my daughter who's 17 and I'm like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And she's like, oh, mom, be quiet. But yes, I started singing that song because I was so excited. And I had the TV, I had the laptop, I had the phone, multiple screens going, getting back into the groove of trying to multitask and pay attention to like six different games at one time, retraining the brain on how to put your eyes here, now move them to the laptop, now move them to the iPad, now move them to the iPhone, and then not miss a play. You know, it's an art, I'm not going to lie. And it takes some practice to get back into it. So it's great to be back.
Yeah, props to us, the viewers, for keeping up with all these games.
That's right.
Because it is something that takes some practice. But it should be a big year for the ACC, at least on paper, because it does feel like maybe they have a national champion contender. So let's start with this big game of the weekend for Clemson, hosting LSU, the battle of the real Death Valley. So schematically and, you know, with the players on each side, do you think Clemson has the advantage here?
I do think Clemson has the advantage for a few reasons. I think, one, they bring back a lot of guys who were on the team last year that came up short in the playoff against Texas, whereas LSU, aside from Garrett Nussmeier and a couple of other guys, completely revamped their team through the transfer portal. So this is going to be their first game truly playing together, whereas Clemson brings back one of the most experienced teams, not just in the ACC, but in the entire country, essentially returning all their skill personnel and Cade Klubnik. Yes, they do have a new starter at running back, but it's Adam Randall, who's been in the program as a wide receiver. So even though he's a first-time starter at running back, he's been a part of that Clemson program, a strong offensive line, obviously a strong defensive front, and one of the best secondaries, in my opinion, in the entire country. And so when you look at Clemson, at least to me, A, playing at home and having that home environment, but then B, having the advantage, I think, on the defensive front with TJ Parker and Peter Woods will help the transfer from Purdue against an LSU offensive line that's going to have four new starters and also rotate as many as eight players in. I think that's another reason why Clemson has an advantage in this game as well.
Andrea, when you look at the upcoming season in the ACC, is it Clemson and everyone else, I mean, there's certainly some talent there, but it feels like far and away the Tigers are the best team.
That's how I feel. I've gotten into a debate with my co-host on Inside Access about this because he will contend that Clemson last year was a long field goal, made field goal away against SMU from not winning the ACC, from not making it back into the playoff, and they had some fairly bad losses last year. And so in his mind, as the counterpoint to this, why are we sitting here and saying that Clemson is an overwhelming favorite when they essentially needed that 56-yard miracle field goal to beat SMU, which went 8-0 in league play last year? My counterargument to that is not just the veteran group that they had coming back, which I just mentioned as why I think they should be the favorite against LSU, but the change at defensive coordinator, in my opinion, bringing in Tom Allen from Penn State, I think is going to revitalize this defense, which really took a step back last year. And it's hard to even say that about Clemson in defense, that they took a step back, but it's been a progression over the last 3 years. Last year was the low point. When you're Clemson and you're known as having an aggressive all-out group that plays hard and knows how to tackle and knows how to get after the quarterback and knows how to stop the run, and you finish 85 in the country in run defense, that's problematic. And so when you bring in a Tom Allen who had great success at Penn State and in previous stops, I think they're going to get back to the identity of what made Clemson so good during their playoff run. It wasn't just great quarterback play and great play from their skill players. It was outstanding play by their defense. And so that's why I feel like Clemson, yes, is the overwhelming favorite. I think there's a lot of questions about some of the teams right behind them. Miami is a team I know everybody is looking at and thinking, boy, can they contend? I've got some questions about Miami, at least more questions about Miami than I do about Clemson. So that's why I think Clemson's the overwhelming favorite.
All right. So another big game this weekend is Alabama and Florida State. And I feel like it can't get much worse for Florida State from what
we
saw last year. Is there any way to expect that Florida State will at least be competitive this year?
Yes, I think there is. And quite honestly, I was a little surprised to see that Alabama's almost a 2-touchdown favorite on the road in Tallahassee. If this is the same Florida State team from a year ago, there's going to be major problems for Mike Norvell and for Florida State. They went into the transfer portal again. They feel a lot better about the quarterback position with Tommy Castellanos coming in and being a leader and one of those, you hear those cliches, alpha dogs, but you need guys in the locker room that are going to bring people along with you. Florida State didn't have that last year. And so when things got bad for them, there was nobody in the locker room to say, guys, here's how we're going to fix this. There was no leadership. There was no real accountability. And so that's how things kind of got off the rails for them. In addition, all the injuries that they suffered, I think they feel better about where they are from that leadership perspective because of Tommy. I think they feel better about the fact they now have a true dual threat quarterback, which they didn't have last year. And this offense runs better. Now, you mentioned Gus Malzahn earlier with him as the offensive coordinator, having a quarterback who can run. That's when his offenses are at their best. And quite honestly, that's when Florida State was at their best with Mike Norvell and Jordan Travis. So I think that's going to be a huge advantage for them. I think they're going to be better up front on the offensive line with the additions that they made through the transfer portal. They feel good about their receivers, which quite honestly, that group has underachieved except for 2023 when they had Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson in there. They've got to have some guys step up. Squirrel White is healthy. He's going to play in this game. Deuce Robinson, another transfer they really like, and a true freshman, Javon Boggs, they feel really good about. Defensively, I like the hire of Tony White. I think they're going to be way more aggressive, and they're going to have guys who are going to be playing off of instinct and their natural talents as opposed to feeling maybe a little bit more robotic out there and not sure what to do. I think that's going to be an advantage for them when you look at just the talent athleticism that they have on defense. So I expect Florida State to be better, and I expect them to be competitive in this game against Alabama.
Okay, Andrea, now I will ask about Texas and Ohio State. I know you specialize in the ACC, but just, you know, from your perspective, what do you think happens in this game? It should be a blockbuster, and it's crazy that we have a game like this so early.
Yeah, It's great for college football, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one we expect to see in the playoff. And so to get it in week one with Arch Manning, with the defending national champions, you can't really ask for more. And I can't wait to see what the ratings are going to be, quite honestly, for this game. For those two reasons, right? You've got two of the biggest brands, and then you add Arch Manning. And that's just like a recipe to have one of the most highly rated games ever in college football history, including the playoff, at least in my opinion. We'll see how that whole thing plays out. But, you know, I just think it's fascinating because we've heard so much about Arch, and yes, we've seen him play in spot duty, but there have been a lot of people who are like, well, if this guy was the real deal, how come he was behind Quinn Ewers the last 2 years? We get to finally see what Arch Manning is all about, but going on the road and playing at Ohio State, that's not easy for anyone, let alone someone making a start in this type of environment in Arch Manning, no matter how much he's been prepared for this, no matter what the family lineage says. And if you're Ohio State, I mean, you're basically breaking an entire new team and your own new starting quarterback as well. What do you look like as the defending national champions? A lot of question marks across the board in terms of what is this team going to look like? Last year, we kind of had an idea because basically everyone was coming back, right? It was Michigan 2.0 in terms of everyone, let's bring back the team so that we can make a run and win a championship. That's what Ohio State did. And so now that they're reloading, I wouldn't say rebuilding, but have a whole new group of guys, what is this going to look like right out of the gate? And so I just think so many of the matchups and so many of those storylines are fascinating. I can't wait to see how it all plays out. But quite honestly, I'm most interested to see, and I think I'm probably person number 5 million to this, how Arch Manning does and what he looks like, considering what we have heard about him over these last few years.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he can even live up to, like, a portion of the hype, just because the hype's just been out of control, right? All right, so since you're on the ACC Network, I have to ask, do you think two ACC teams make it to the college football playoff again?
Yes. I'm going to say yes. I feel like Miami is probably too talented to not make it. They should have last year. I mean, they were a fourth quarter away from playing for an ACC title a year ago. That would be my second ACC team. But I think there's a few teams kind of bunched in there with them. Louisville, I think, has an opportunity, quite honestly, with Miller Moss now coming in there year three under Jeff Brohm. I feel good about some of the players they brought in defensively through the transfer portal so that they're better there. And then SMU, what are they going to look like now after they've gone through an ACC season? People now have a full season of tape on Kevin Jennings. Are they going to be as good? And then Georgia Tech is another team. They're playing tonight against Colorado. I'm excited to see how they look, because when you talk about a veteran team coming back, that's what Georgia Tech has. And we have seen them pull these incredible upsets over the last couple of years, right? Whether they beat Miami or beat some other ranked teams, and then they have problems when they're favored and play teams they should beat. They have to win those games, and I like what Brent Key has assembled there in terms of the identity of what they're going to be. Going on the road and playing at Colorado, that's never an easy thing to do, particularly for a team here in the South that's not used to the altitude and doesn't have to ever play in the altitude. But that's another team I'm keeping my eye on, because I think they've got a good enough non-conference schedule and a conference schedule that sets up in a way where they could make some noise and potentially get into the playoff as well.
You can see her covering college football on ESPN, also host of Inside Access on the ACC Network. It is Andrea Adelson. Andrea, it's great seeing you. I'm so glad you're as excited as we are, and fantastic stuff. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Oh, man. I think she's right about the ACC, though. I mean, I'm not necessarily high on Miami, but I feel like they are good enough. I think, you know what I think it is when it comes to the Hurricanes? I think it's the Carson Beck factor. You know, sometimes you just sort of recoil when you look at a particular player, and maybe it's not fair. It's just when you watched him at Georgia, as we know, he would look great and then sometimes sort of lose his mind, and I think that's it. But ultimately, Miami is a very talented squad. They're going to be really strong on the defensive line. Like, that's their real strength. They're going to be tough to run on, which is why the matchup against Notre Dame, I think, is interesting, because Notre Dame will want to run the ball, and it's right into that teeth of the Miami defense. But I do think two teams from the ACC get in.
Yeah, I think if nothing else, it's because I don't want to say their schedules are easier than, like, the SEC, But I think that, like, the top teams, like, have pretty easy schedules. Like, maybe not Clemson, because they do play, obviously, LSU to start the season.
Yeah.
But, like, some of those fringy teams. And plus, like, Georgia Tech has shown, you know, they competed with Georgia last year. And they have a ton of production coming back on that team. So I know people don't love to talk about the ACC all the time. But remember, there was an age. Like, remember when Clemson was winning those national championships? So, like, it's not that far out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. All Dabo had to do was start using the portal. And he said he wouldn't. And we all knew you're going to use it. You don't want to. But eventually you will, and now he has, and now here they are, one of the favorites to win the national title. That's going to be an awesome game in Death Valley on Saturday night. Coming up next. All right, so Thursday was not our best day betting. Whatever. That's because we saved everything for the weekend. We're going to wrap things up with our favorite plays and a chat with the Donkster. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.